How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we are here to cover our favorite teams in college football.
Good day, my lord.
Hello. Hello.
I'm already checked out. I'm not going to pay attention to any college football this weekend. I'll be at the Ren Fair.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Not even, but you're not doing what I asked you to do at the Ren Fair.
I am not dressed up as a Swiss guard, no. I did look for a Baldwin costume, but apparently 20-year-old movies, hard to get a costume for that.
Yeah.
Even though he's like a Sigma male icon at this point.
King Baldwin is?
Dude, Baldwin's, he's in all the Sigma male stuff.
That's really funny. Wait, I found, dude.
All like the TikTok reels and everything?
Yeah.
It's Baldwin.
Dude, I literally just found on Etsy like multiple King Baldwin masks.
Etsy delivers in like a year.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
If you want to get something like ASAP. Within 2-3 weeks,
yeah.
Etsy is not the place.
Okay.
No, I looked at the Etsy costumes. Okay. I looked at the
damn, there's some good ones on here too.
Because they have to make it from scratch, dog.
These guys aren't fucking around.
How does Etsy even work? It's just homemade shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but they might maybe they have some extras. Maybe this guy's cranking out like 10 Baldwin masks.
I went to buy a Baldwin mask and it was from the UK. It said it would get to me by 2025.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Not in time for the Ren Fair.
Yeah.
But that would have been sick if I was just rolling around as Baldwin.
You would have honestly gotten so much ass in that Baldwin mask.
Yeah.
Like, but you would have to keep it on.
Oh, of course. And the gloves and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Totally go full leopard.
Only dick is out at that point. Yeah.
I could, too. Baldwin's dick's out, but who's Baldwin?
Yeah. Who is Baldwin? It's like, that's the only part of you that's not leprified. Just your wiener.
It's a golden penis.
Yeah, it's also funny to me that, like, chainmail would have a fly in it. Like a slit.
I mean, sometimes when you're in battle, you just whip it out. Just kind of show them what's up.
I think you just got to piss your pants when you're in the middle of a sword fight.
Piss on them.
Well, yeah, that also, eventually.
You just piss on the dead.
Piss all over them.
You slaughter and then kind of undignify their death.
Yeah. They're not allowed. You can't get into heaven if you're covered in pee-pee.
People know that. Yeah,
God doesn't.
Or maybe actually it sterilizes them. That's how you can justify it. Like, oh, no, you're clean now. You're clean of sin.
Soul. Yeah. The water is dirty. Only my urine is sterile.
Because
It's been cooked at 98 degrees in my body for... Makes sense. You could probably sell that to a medieval doctor.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But, of course, I'm not going to go as, like, a plague doctor. That would... That'd be
everybody's. It's just a plague doctor festival.
I do have a bunch of like peasant clothes that I'm going in, and then I have a Viking armor.
Okay,
it's pretty solid too. I spared no expense.
You know what? If I ever go to the Ren Fair, I am dressing as a Swiss guard.
I think it's legitimate armor too. It's leather armor, but
leather armor's.
I will wear it if society does collapse.
Yeah, I mean, look in the anyone who's played Age of Empires or. Maybe Rome Total War, but certainly Age of Empires and Age of Kings, they know that leather armor is first on the tech tree before, you know, metal armor.
Yeah.
It goes leather armor and then like plate armor, like little plate armor. And then, I forget what it's called, like leaf armor or something like that. And then, chain mail.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been playing, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So the Greek one. So I've been in like a Greek mode. So kind of, doesn't play with medieval times.
No.
You know what?
Actually,
although I've seen stormtroopers at a Ren Fair, so I could have gone as a Greek.
Right. The Ren Faire.
Brian Callen said I looked like a Greek sailor.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. You look like the bearded dude from Troy. Ajax.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Do what I can. He dies pretty early in the movie.
David Ruff, our old coworker, said, if I don't go shirtless to the Ren Faire, though, it's a wasted opportunity.
Kinda.
He also said I should go hog out.
You should, yeah, both for sure. But shirtless, like, you're in better shape than most people in general, but you're
I hide it well, though.
Much better shape than people that go to a Ren Faire.
Yes.
Like, the like, here's you. Here's normal society.
I'm an Adonis at a Ren Faire.
Yeah. Here, but at a Ren Faire, it just drops.
But I wear baggy clothes, so you can't tell.
You're Roganing it?
No, it's just that's what true bodybuilders do.
Yeah. They don't show it off.
No. And any chick that or dude that you see out just wearing the baggiest of sweatpants and sweatshirts.
Horse.
Yeah, dude. Underneath, they're usually stacked.
Yeah.
But you... You know, if that's a true lifter right there, because they're never satisfied with their body.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to show it. They feel disgusting.
All these fucking alpha males that talk about like how fucking jacked they are, they don't truly lift. Because if you did lift, you would never be satisfied. Like, you would never have the confidence.
Yeah, I agree
like,
with that.
Like, all these fucking new age alphas, fuck off, dude. You have no idea.
Sigmas, alphas.
You've never been through the fucking grind, the fucking 15 to 20 years of lifting.
Yeah, you don't...
Where you try to put on weight, and then you think you're fat, so you cut, and then you just kind of yo-yo back and forth, and you stay the same.
Mm-hmm. There's no... Anyone who thinks they cure their body dysmorphia never had body dysmorphia.
Which means you never truly lifted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You cannot claim you lift until you get body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm. And then it never goes away.
No.
It's like herpes.
No.
Just sticks around forever.
So, like, you can take all the TRT you want. You're never truly a lifter.
No.
I'm natty. I'm the natty night, dog.
You should do that.
Natty night.
Natty night, yeah. We got some football stuff
would
to talk about, though.
Would I get sued by Anheuser-Busch?
Yeah, probably.
For, like, the Bud Night?
Eh. Whatever. Fuck them.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
I would fuck that dude up.
The Bud Night?
Yeah. Bud Night's getting... He's on site.
I mean, I'm a Bud guy, so...
I'm not.
I ride for the Bud Night.
If I had... I mean, I'm going... I bought a bunch of Yinglings for the
Ren Faire.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the oldest brewery in America, so I have to go.
It also sounds like
classic.
A medieval grog. Another Yingling.
Give me a Yingling for the youngling.
Yeah. That's why one of my favorite memes is call me Anakin the way I'm slaying Yinglings.
The way I'm slinging Yinglings. It's a great meme.
Yeah. It really is.
That said, I'll be drinking mead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I got to embrace it fully.
Dude, you're going to get so hungover doing that shit.
I am bringing bourbon, but...
That's bad, too. I mean, for a hangover. I love bourbon, but it is gnarly.
I'll have a meat or two, though.
Ooh, last time I had meat, I tried it at the grocery store. Because there's, like, meat. That's, like, a thing now. Like, micrometeries.
Yeah.
And
we're just going backwards.
Yeah, it's not my thing. People just really wanted to get... So, they want... People who are so desperate to get drunk that they would drink mead back in the day.
I'm going
to
make white Russians with raw milk.
I mean, won't the booze just kill the bacteria?
Yeah.
Then you're good.
The bacteria is good, though. Actually, do you know white people, for some reason, can just digest the enzymes way easier than most other, like, ethnicities?
Interesting.
And that's, they claim cows are white supremacy because of that. So we would just conquer the land because we would just roll in with our cows.
Hell yeah.
And we'd be, like, we just have way more protein and bigger and stronger. Just because we could handle raw milk better.
It sounds...
So we conquered the earth with cows.
I can't, you know, disprove that, but it does slightly sound like something like I would hear from like Nick Fuentes. It's just like weird like race science. But maybe you're right. I don't know.
No. The cows are colonialists.
They're colonizers.
Colonizers, yeah.
There is a... Oh, man. I forget what it was, but there is like a thing where... Welcome to Softcore History, by the way. There is a thing where, like...
I'm going to be honest with you. The slate this week's not great.
Yeah. It's essentially just, like, people... Like, we bring invasive... There's, like, species that come in and just obviously, like, box out anything else. So, if, like, it's, like, a big goat and sheep area and you bring in the cows, cows just box out the fuck.
I mean, Florida, you bring in the pythons.
Yeah. And the iguanas and the monitor lizards.
Game over.
The fucking garbage people in that state and their pets.
Please do not speak of my people like that.
I know. I know. All right, let's get into this. We got some news, actually. Some big outside news.
We do. I mean, which one do you want to go with? We have
BC,
a couple.
BC.
All right, so Tommy Castellanos.
In the transfer portal.
Lost his job.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
Couldn't handle the heat.
I mean, this is kind of standard for what's going to happen in college football now.
You essentially feel the heat. You don't want to compete for a job, especially if you're an upperclassman, right? And he is, I believe.
I mean, he was at UCF 3 years ago, so I'd imagine.
Oh, God. How does he even have...
Because COVID doesn't matter anymore. Everyone has 9 years of eligibility.
Yeah.
If you played at any point during COVID, you can play forever.
But he didn't. He's post-COVID.
Not really.
His first stats are in 2022.
That's fine, but he was...
Was he rostered in 2020?
It's not that. It's if you were playing high school football during COVID. I feel like you have eligibility
for
a decade, yeah.
I mean, he has not had a great year. Well, honestly, he hasn't had a terrible year this year. Like, 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. That's fine.
Dual threat, dynamic.
Yeah,
Exciting, has been for the last 2 years. But, you know, Bill O'Brien's moving on.
Yeah, he's played in 8 games, 1,300. What's his yards per game here? I mean, it's really like... Oh, yeah. Okay. Yards per game, 170. That's not great, but it's not like a...
Their backup, though, I believe, what's his name? Cook?
I don't know.
He wasn't bad against Syracuse. I mean, they won the game.
Right.
And he's just Castellanos light. He might be better. He might be a better thrower.
Castellanos actually was having, at least just from touchdown to interception, he had improved quite a bit. And probably would have, I don't know if he would have passed last year's passing yards, but... He was 15 and 14 last year, so he had.
Yeah, but what's the best ability?
Availability. I mean, he played 8 games.
Yeah, kind of injury prone though.
For sure. How's he been doing rushing this year? So that's the thing last year though that really stood out. He had 1,000 yards rushing last year.
Yeah, no, he's a very dynamic runner.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in 8 games this year, I think Bill O'Brien, maybe he just didn't fit into the offense because Bill O'Brien wanted him to sit in the pocket.
He was like our third quarterback under Gus. That was cool.
Yeah.
Gus loves to evaluate quarterbacks wrong.
Well,
we had Mikey Keene.
Tommy is like a Gus type of guy, too.
I know. But he was like, he just couldn't get over Plumlee and KJ.
Will he go back?
Will he go back to what? UCF now. I hope not. We apparently have found our guy in Dylan Risk, but okay. I'm sure he'll end up on a Mountain West team next year.
Yeah. Castellanos.
We'll probably might bring in like a whoever Auburn's current quarterback is. We'll bring him in or something.
Sick. Love that for you guys. Freeze, by the way, same record through the first X amount of games as Harsin.
Yeah,
like
Harsin got chased out.
Yeah,
Harsin was there for 2 years, right?
Yep, 2 years.
But no, I think he rubbed the fans at Auburn the wrong way, like, immediately.
I'm sure.
He did some weird shit.
Look,
not weird shit, but, like, he did some things that were uncouth to Auburn fans.
Yeah.
I think he, like, just criticized them or something.
Can't do that.
No.
Gotta tell them, you're just as good as Alabama.
You just gotta kiss their ass.
Yeah. You're so great.
That's not true. It's just not true.
I know that.
Like, Gus, I hate on him a lot at UCF because he's essentially retired, right? Like, He's doing the coaching on the side, but he's really retired.
UCF is just like his social security checks.
Yeah.
At this point.
And I would love, like, Gus, if he wanted to, like, just be elevated to GM, right?
Yeah, recruit.
Totally cool with that. Like, you just recruit, you get the guys in, you hand over the coaching to someone else. That's fine. You want
to give it to some 30-year-old whiz kid who can.
Like, obviously, we're not going to do the George O'Leary, you're going to be AD for everything. Like, that was awful. Like, George O'Leary at one point was the AD and head coach of UCF football.
Yeah, that's insane.
He can't do that.
He really took you guys to the cleaners.
He did. He went completely defeated his last season. Retired early. Actually, yeah, he midway through the season just quit. That was dope. But he bookended his career at UCF with a 0-12 year and an 0-12 year.
Start how you finish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or finish how you start.
That said, elevate Gus to like GM.
Mm-hmm.
Get a real coach in. And Auburn needs to figure things out. I think Hugh Freeze is awful anyway. Like, he's a total scumbag. He's not a good coach.
The retreads don't work super well, but also at the same time, 2 years isn't enough.
Sometimes it does. I mean, Lane's a retread, heart through and through.
I guess so. But he had to go, like, wander in the desert. You know what I mean? He wasn't like an insta retread.
He kind of failed upwards.
Sark is a retread too, so fair enough.
Sark too. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, Sark got sober though, right? Like, yeah. You got to have a little thing in your back pocket. Like, no, actually, I'm different now. Like, Sark was winning 7 or 8 games, but he's an alcoholic.
Mm.
Now he's stone cold sober. Maybe.
Now, see, most alcoholics would be like, dude, look how good I am at this. Just like drunk as fuck.
Right.
I rule. I don't need to do more. Look how good I am with one hand tied behind my back.
Sark's got a fine ass wife, too.
Nope.
Not anymore?
Yeah, not anymore.
They're getting divorced?
Yep.
Damn.
So you got a lady on the prowl in Austin right
now. Oh, boy. Sark's loose?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's getting, he might get that. He might pick up the bottle again.
There's a decent chance the wagon ride's getting bumpy for Sark.
A lot of Texas fans also don't want to acknowledge how easy their SEC schedule was this year.
You know what?
It's a joke.
Take the gift you get.
Same with Mizzou. A lot of Mizzou fans don't want to talk about how easy of a path
they've had. The whole year.
And they're about to get stomped.
Well, we're not going to talk about Missouri.
We're not. But the South Carolina, before we get off that, the South Carolina realistically have a path to the playoff. They have 3 losses already.
No.
Can they, though? They beat Mizzou, who apparently the committee loves.
Yeah.
Somehow.
The People's Committee.
The People's Committee.
And
then they play Clemson. What if Clemson wins the ACC?
But they don't have any other good wins, right? South Carolina?
No, they do. South Carolina has
by the way, they're ranked, so we shouldn't really be talking about them, but we'll do it anyway.
Because they weren't really talking about South Carolina. On the
3 losses is pretty...
To Ole Miss, yes. I think all their losses are pretty solid, though.
Hold on. God,
Alabama, Ole Miss.
Google does this. So, first off, they have a very mid win over Old Dominion week 1. They beat Old Dominion by 4 at home. They lost to LSU in a game they should have won, but they lost. Ole Miss handled them. Bama, that game was not as close
as the scores. I know.
Yes.
But they're getting hot.
But they rolled A&M. That's a great win. A home win against Missouri is a fine win. I wouldn't put it like the A&M win is the only real great resume one they have. Missouri would be an okay resume one.
And then Clemson.
If they beat the shit out of Clemson and Missouri and get some chaos, it's not out of the question, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get out of like, there's going to be a bunch of like 10-2 SEC teams that just kind of get stockpiled together. Tennessee's going to lose this weekend, but they'll be 10-2.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they finished with anyone. They finished with Vandy, right?
Yeah. Look out.
Well, Vandy is a little feisty this year.
But and Vandy's feisty, and isn't it at Vandy, I think?
Yeah, it is.
Come on. Vandy with a chance to keep Tennessee out of the college football playoff? That's not a game I want to walk into.
No. Especially with Pavia.
Yeah.
He just lost his, his appeal to get an extra year of eligibility. He's going to
ball out.
Got to
leave it all on the field now.
Yeah, it is worst case scenario for Tennessee.
It is.
I might fucking put the house on Vandy. Vandy with a chance to just upset the apple cart. Yes.
And by the way, Heupel losing a big game.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, that is Texas's best win this year is Vandy.
I believe that's Missouri's best win too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not yeah, great. Texas ain't played nobody, Paul.
But
they ain't beat nobody.
They ain't beat nobody. Let's talk about a team though that does need to be discussed since they're outside the top 25. Florida State loses another fucking commit. They're left and right. They can't land anyone bleeding. Right now.
Bleeding. I don't think we want Norvell going back to the transfer well.
No,
is the
Norvell,
way this year's gone.
Is he gone? Like you can't though. He's owed too much money. He went 13-0.
All right, let me just say this once for all. It would be insane to fire Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell is a good football coach.
But it's also insane to go like 2-10 the year after you go 13-0.
I think what happened.
I don't
last
care
year,
like how hurt you are, how many guys transfer.
Yeah.
If DJ's your fucking quarterback.
Especially in that league too.
It's not great.
Yeah.
He might need to get fired.
No. Right, you got to ride with Mike. He's a great coach. And
how
by the
crazy
way,
would it be if Norvell got fired before fucking Napier?
That would be really funny. But by the way, props to Florida for sticking with Napier. I don't care. I don't care that he's had a bad 3 years or whatever. His record overall
what do you mean,
has
props.
What?
Not props.
His record overall has not been so bad. that you've got to get him the fuck out. Let.
Also, are we sure they're going to keep him? I know they gave him the little confidence thing, like, hey, he's going to be our guy.
Yeah.
That's usually a sign before somebody gets fired.
It's just no one's allowed to build a program anymore. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know what the fuck happened. I think, but back to Norvell. Boy, I think last year just broke Florida State. And not
the committee broke him, yeah.
No, the committee, sure, but I think they're maybe the favorite to win the playoff if Travis never gets hurt.
Yeah, they win the Natty. I have no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, they had what, how many guys that were drafted in the NFL?
Oh, it was a crazy amount. And by the way,
digits.
A pretty soft playoff field.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason Michigan won. But Florida State, that's why I thought, like, just let him in, too, because I don't care who their fucking quarterback is. If it, Rotemaker or whatever, their defense was still stacked, and they would have given Michigan a game. I don't care.
Michigan especially.
It would have been low scoring. It would have been whatever.
God, they got fucked so hard. Mm-hmm. As I tweeted at the time, they deserved the right to lose by double digits.
And if you're Washington, like, boy, did you let that go.
You'll never be back.
Phoenix somehow just couldn't hit wide open guys in the fucking Natty.
I mean, that's like...
There were literal, like, Roma Dusa was, like, wide open.
Oh, every time.
He was missing throws.
Yeah.
I've never seen Phoenix look that bad.
Oh, my God. He was scared. Like, he was scared.
Because against Texas, he was slinging it. He was...
Yeah, it was very bizarre.
Michigan kind of got crowned.
What do you mean?
They got crowned.
Yeah.
Natties. Like, they just... They bend the knee to Michigan. They saw the bigger brand, and they're like, here... Take the title, Michigan.
If you're a Washington fan, that's gotta just hurt so bad because, like,
you could have won that game.
You'll never be back. You'll never.
Michigan wasn't that much better.
No, you'll never get a chance like that again.
No, especially in the Big Ten. Although I do like Jed Fish. He's got to get his guys in.
I know, but that was everything came together. You know as well as I do, those type of seasons don't come around.
You're right. Yeah, well, you're not getting back, Washington. You're never getting it back. Yeah, they have, what, three fucking receivers drafted?
Yeah. It reminded me of 2007 Missouri, which is like, if we could have got over the Oklahoma hump in the Big 12.
Couldn't do it.
And the rest is what it is.
It's history, baby.
Now, we were a game away in 2013 as well, but I don't think we were beating Jameis Winston in Florida State in the BCS, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Speaking of Florida, though, earlier... Lagway's ready to play against LSU.
Let's go.
So that's good for them, I guess. At this point, I think LSU's kind of going to mail it in the rest of the year. They got nothing to play for.
LSU?
Yeah.
How many losses do they have?
They have three.
They can still win an SEC championship.
I don't think they can.
Yeah, they can.
They have two SEC losses, but I don't think there's a path.
There's an easy path.
No, because they lost to the teams at that.
Right now, if things shake out the way they're supposed to, they would finish third in the SEC. I'm on my little generator.
Oh, your SEC path generator?
Yeah. No, dude. If they all
so
they need
third doesn't get you in, bud.
What?
Third doesn't get you in.
Okay. Second does.
Yeah. But if they're tied with like Bama or something, Bama would jump them because they beat them.
So Bama would need to there we go. They need Bama to lose the Iron Bowl.
That's not happening. Dude, this Auburn team stinks. Like bad.
Dude, it's the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, but
it's the Iron Bowl.
It's not Gus. It's Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze isn't good. Hugh Freeze
beat him last year.
Hugh Freeze is a fraud, dude.
Iron Bowl. Iron Bowl.
I'm not concerned. Not concerned about
that. But I think there's another way for them to get in, actually. So let's say Bama wins the Iron Bowl.
There's just no, LSU's done. They're done. They're going to give up on Kelly.
That would be stupid, but...
pretty soft.
Who?
LSU. They might lose this weekend at Florida.
They might. I hope they do. Missouri needs it.
Well, you guys are losing the fucking South Carolina.
Nah, we're winning out, baby.
Don't worry about it. Speaking of records, though, I went 12-14. We don't have to discuss that. 1-2 of my money line dogs. You went 9-12.
Had some bad weeks.
We should probably put a spotlight on how bad you were. Like, yeah, I was 12-14, but that was volume shooting. You know, you were 9-12. Do you want to apologize to the people at home?
Look, if you've been riding with me all year, you're doing great. but I'm sorry, I need to turn this. It's been a bad back nine.
111-93-3 for you. It's not going to get it done, dude.
What's your record?
It's just not going to get
What's
it done.
What's your record?
We don't have to tell the people that.
Oh my god.
I'm at 97-120-3.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
8-10 on my money line dogs. I'm just brave. You know what it is?
Yeah.
I dare to be great. I take some chances. You're chalk all the way through.
Dare to be great. Yeah,
you're fucking chalk.
I wonder if people think that when they're walking up Mount Everest and they see all the dead people, they're like, "Wow, the guy was brave."
No, that's the go-to line for a lot of UFC fighters when they lose.
Oh,
I dared to be great. Oh no, so you lost,
right?
You bitch.
Yeah, sweet.
Cool, dude. So yeah, whenever you hear me say "dare to be great," I am
it's a UFC joke.
I'm making fun of the UFC.
Yeah, fair enough. I didn't know that. I'm not a UFC fan.
So it's specifically a shot at Jamal Hill.
I love that. I just love that. Like, I only lost because I'm not a coward. I mean, that's poetry, to be honest.
Yep. It's not because I suck.
Right.
It's because I took a chance.
Well, that is actually extremely related to my favorite argument in college football, which is, oh, you're not good because you beat us. We sucked this year and you beat us. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you suck. Therefore, we're better than you.
Beating a team, you never give them credit. They always were just bad.
Yeah, dude. We're having a shitty... Oh.
I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Congrats on beating us when we had a shitty year. You're the one that's actually shitty for beating a shitty team. We're not the shitty one. I want to break every... It's Tennessee that does it. I want to break every Tennessee fan's fucking face when I hear that shit.
Well, now this year, nobody's good, right? Oh, you beat Texas? Cool, dude. Texas played nobody.
Yeah.
Texas might not be good.
Might not be.
Indiana, 100th ranked schedule.
Oh, it's
I don't
bad.
Care that you're blowing people out. You haven't played anyone. You stink.
I think there's probably 3 or 4 teams in the SEC that if they played Indiana's schedule, we'd be like...
Yeah, probably.
Maybe even including Missouri, but certainly including
but
South.
It's fun, dude. Indiana being
good. I agree!
Why are we going to shit on fun?
I'm not.
It sounds like you're kind of shitting on fun.
I'm just saying, they ain't played nobody, pal.
But we also don't need 9 SEC teams in the fucking playoff, all right? Like, just win your conference, man.
We don't.
Or finish top four in your conference, right? It's going to be the top four teams.
As much as I will selfishly hope that that helps Missouri one day, like, it's not good for the sport.
No.
It's not.
Like, we don't need a four-loss SEC team, even though they might be better than a one-loss Big Ten team,
right,
in the playoff.
Like, this is why
just win your games, man.
This is what makes college football great: is the tension of every game.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, what you really want to root for? Some Eli Manning, New York Giants shit, some wild card 9-7 team that just gets uninjured at the end of the year.
No, but I want an undefeated like Army team to kind of cheer for, underdog.
Exactly. Yeah. I want that.
They're not getting in, though, unfortunately.
They're
going
to beat Notre Dame.
I don't think they will.
Anyway, let's get into this week's picks.
Yeah, we can.
Where do we make these picks?
MyBookie.
MyBookie.com is where we make these picks. Go to MyBookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And if you are a regular player on MyBookie.com, whether it is in the casino, which we'll be doing that show later, or...
welcome to MyBookie, where the play is played.
Yeah, or on the sportsbook or wherever else. You are in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program. Doesn't cost anything to sign up. You don't even have to sign up. It's just once you play enough, you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program. And they have a lot of cool shit. Free bet Thursdays where they'll like give you a bet that you can just like put. You're just like, yeah, I'm in. And then if it wins, you get money back or whatever. They got rake backs, which if you have a bad weekend, they'll toss you some money back. Be like, sorry, we took so much of your money. Here's a little bit back. Go have fun and play. They've got rewards points for all the bets you make. It's a point per dollar on straight bets. It's like 3 points per dollar on parlay bets and stuff like that. It's awesome. And then you get stuff for that too. So check it all out at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. All right. First up, UCLA catching four at Washington.
Seattle over under is 46.5. UCLA, don't let them get hot.
UCLA cost me some money last week.
UCLA is starting to figure things out.
Yeah. We said at the time they were the best two-loss team in the country.
Yeah.
And I think with that...
Or you two-win team in the country.
Our best two-win team in the country. Oh, I'm sorry. No. We were the best one-win team in the country.
They were at one point. Then they're the best two-win team in the country. Then they're the best three-win team in the country.
Now they might be the best four-win team in the country.
They are. I think they might make a bowl. They could win this game. And then they could beat USC.
Yes, they very much might make a bowl. And again, let's just go over their schedule one more time in case you were not familiar with it. Week one, at Hawaii. By the way, at Hawaii, not easy.
That's starting to age pretty well because Hawaii's figuring things out.
Yeah, barely won that game. Then who do they get? Indiana, LSU, Oregon, and Penn State. Fuck that.
Then
and
Minnesota.
Honestly, Minnesota's not bad either.
Yeah. Oh, actually, they finish Washington, UCLA...
No, USC.
Or USC, Fresno State.
Yeah, it's a tough, not easy.
Not easy, but it's not difficult.
Yeah, they could do it, 100%. And by the way, their last three wins, I'm sorry, but going on the road, winning at Rutgers, good win. On the road at Nebraska, good win. That beating Iowa, who has been rolling people, good win. They're beating good teams.
They just got to win two more games to make a bowl.
I know.
They can win. They're going to beat Washington straight up first off.
Washington has not looked.
They're going to beat USC cuz USC is a total dumpster fire. Lincoln Riley should get fired. You're right.
Got to fire Lincoln.
And then Fresno, they'll beat Fresno. Dude, UCLA is going to finish 7-5.
Good for them.
And DeShaun Foster, maybe not a bad hire. Maybe not. Maybe let's pump the brakes. It is literally year one. And it was last second cuz Chip Kelly was just jump ship.
Peace. Yeah. I love UCLA here.
I'm going to take UCLA, the points, and the money line. Dog of the week. So you're going UCLA as well?
Yeah.
UCLA. Money line or?
Just
points.
I'll do a different money line than you, even though half your picks are going to be money line.
Just firing, baby.
I know.
Next up, we got Houston at Arizona. The over-under is 45.5. Houston's catching a point. It's essentially a pick 'em.
I have
Willie Fritz though starting to figure things out in Houston. Like they're starting to turn it around. They're going in a different direction. Arizona's on
boy.
Total tailspin.
Houston was so bad to start the year, even though they did give Oklahoma a game. But that more speaks to Oklahoma.
I'm going Houston.
Man, this is a tough one.
Arizona's bad.
They're not doing what they need to do. Houston like Utah back to back wins against Utah and K-State. That's crazy. That's solid, dude. And honestly, God bless them. Even though Oklahoma's not that good, they had a tough start to the season. UNLV and OU to start the year, like with a new coach. Or is this year one for Fritz?
This is year one.
Yeah, with a new coach and the Dana left that fucking cupboard bare as.
Oh, they would have quit on Dana long ago.
Oh yeah,
like if they started. But the Dana was still there, they're like probably a 3-win team at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, like what I'm saying is Dana didn't leave Willie anything.
No.
So, and Willie Fritz is a great coach. I hate to agree with you again, but yeah, man, Houston. These are two teams going in fucking different directions. I don't care where the game's being played.
No. I don't think. I mean, Tucson right now, especially, they're probably hyped to start the season. Like, oh, we maintained all our dudes. Nobody left.
We got the best wide receiver in the country.
All right. He was good. He was. And then he wasn't, you know? let's go Michigan State plus 3 to Illinois. The over-under is 47.5. I'm going to go with Burt. I'm just going to ride Illinois at home. Just seems like a game they should win by more than 3.
Trying to find this here. I'm going to take the under. I don't know. This is a Illinois is
Illinois
not.
Illinois kind of scores.
Who?
Illinois scores.
Yeah, but Michigan State has a solid defense, I feel like. Actually, no.
Altmaier puts up points.
Nope,
and
they gave up 24 points to Michigan. Let me retract.
And Illinois doesn't have a good defense either.
Let me retract that under. You know what? I'll take Michigan State money line dog. I don't really super duper believe in Illinois.
All right. That's fine. Two programs, though, that are starting to, you know, they were kind of in the gutter. Burt's brought Illinois back to some type of relevance.
Burt should have never left the Big Ten.
No.
Boy, did Arkansas do a number on him, even though he looks like he's from Arkansas.
Was he that bad at Arkansas?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
What was his record at Arkansas? I thought he was winning like 7-8 games a year still.
It wasn't as bad as Chad Morris, and obviously our friend BT Bates can give us a better rundown.
I don't think much about Arkansas usually.
So here we go.
I haven't thought about Arkansas since the McFadden days.
Yeah, he was year one, 3-9. Fair enough, year one.
Not good.
Year two, 7-6, 2-6 in conference. Year three, 8-5, 5-3 in conference. Great. Year four, 7-6, 3-5 in conference.
Okay, so perennial like 7-8 win guy.
Year five, the year he got fired, 4-8, 1-7 in conference.
Okay.
And I don't think the recruiting was where they wanted it to be, but I could be wrong about that.
That makes sense. Syracuse catching, I don't understand this line at all, 9.5 in Berkeley.
What? Yeah, what is?
The over-under is 56.5. Dude, it doesn't matter. Kyle McCord is going to sling the ball. He's going to throw a lot of interceptions. That's fine. But he's going to score points. He'll cover 9.5. Give me Syracuse all day.
This is weird. If McCord's playing?
I think so.
Let me check. That's just such a
bizarre. I don't know
line.
Why he wouldn't, because he played against BC last week.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing.
It is going cross-country. Maybe they're factoring that in.
Both teams kind of on the same level, I feel like. Although Syracuse is a much better conference record.
Cal's only, is Florida State's only win.
I know. Let's see here.
They also beat Auburn.
Cal, back-to-back wins against, they beat the shit out of Oregon State.
Mm-hmm. And Oregon State, bad.
Yeah, and then finally got their first conference scalp at Wake Forest.
That was Cal's first conference win?
Yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah. So it's been a weird year for Cal.
Maybe Auburn. Auburn sucks.
I know. Meanwhile, Syracuse taking L's to Boston College. I guess Pitt.
Chestnut Thrill, dude.
This is... I have to go Syracuse just because of the line. Like, if you had to ask me who was going to win straight up, I don't know. But the line is bizarre.
Yeah. Hawaii, -2.5 at Utah State.
Oh.
Over under 60.5.
Hold on. Do you think they're taking into account that Syracuse's head coach refuses to wash himself after a loss?
So he's stinky right now. He's
yeah.
a stinky boy.
And on a plane.
Do you think that turns off the team? Like the team's just like... No, it has to motivate them to some capacity.
To
I got to be around this fucking...
Stop the smell.
Smelly ass boy. Yeah.
He said soap is for winners or getting washed is for winners. and he wasn't a winner.
Is he married?
I think so. I
mean, it's Georgia's old defense coordinator, right?
Or, no, not DC.
Not DC, but I think it was defensive backs coach.
Backs or line, yeah. Fran Brown, let's see. He's 42. I assume he's married. Yep, married to Tierra Brown and has 3 children.
Nice.
Is she hot?
Probably.
Because you can't do this to a hot chick, really.
Because he was kind of like, he's kind of a good-looking dude, right?
He is a good-looking guy, for sure.
But he don't shower.
He's young and fit. Yeah, I can't really find a
That's fine.
Picture of that. Oh, yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, Syracuse is going to win this game. I mean, they're going to cover 9.5 at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
so he can
Well, he doesn't
get some shampoo.
Doesn't shower just for covering.
Yeah, that's true. He's like, if I cover, I'm allowed to use at least some deodorant.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah. But if you don't cover, you're sleeping in mud. You have to wear it. You have to just wear diapers, actually. But yeah, Hawaii.
Timmy Chang and the boys, man. Timmy's starting to figure it out. I mean, speaking of a team that was, we went from complete fun to disaster, Hawaii. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of talent that you maintain in Hawaii. Anybody that has even an ounce of talent usually goes to either Utah, BYU, or, I mean, their quarterbacks have been going all over the country now.
Yeah.
Tua went to Bama.
Yeah, you don't stay in Hawaii.
No.
Which is actually crazy to me because that would be such a fucking sweet place to go to college.
Yeah, but you think that as a white man, right? You spend
I guess
years.
You want to get off the island if you're a Samoan.
Yeah.
You want to go to the mainland.
You probably get a little crazy being on the island.
But
that
if you're
long.
If you're a white or black or whatever mainlander, that
yeah,
seems like
but that's they need to go back to that, right? Like the
yeah,
you need to go get that, which they have. They got, I believe, their quarterback is from Dallas.
Okay,
yeah,
dude, that's fucking sick. Like pillage Southern California and all that shit. Like Hawaii should be kind of good. I would love to go to Hawaii. And also, by the way,
travel would suck.
Yeah, sleep on the plane. You know.
Every away game's 8 hours minimum. Like,
I would deal with it. I would put up with it for that. One thing I was going to say too is, so I
but like I'm only playing home games.
Yeah, I rarely you're Bronny James in the G League.
Yeah.
I rarely, pretty much never want to wear any other school's stuff because I kind of think it's like a lie. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't want people to come and be like, oh, did you go there? Are you from there? And me just be like, no, I just thought it was cool. But their throwback Rainbow Warriors stuff is fucking awesome. Like, that is, I love it.
I have no problem wearing other schools just to show support, especially if I have, like, some slight connection to them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have plenty of friends that do that are like, oh, my blah, blah, blah went there. So
No, I mean, I have no problem wearing Oregon stuff this year because I picked them to win my national championship. So.
And also used to put it to a chick that went to Oregon.
Yeah.
So, good for you. No. I mean, honestly, I root for the Ponies because I used to hook up with a chick that went to SMU, so fair enough. But I'm not wearing their shit.
I mean, my friend Brett Merriman, he literally cheers for Ole Miss because he dated a chick from Ole Miss, and that's it. And then they broke up, and now he still pulls for Ole Miss.
I will say this about SMU.
Like, that's his team, though. Like, yeah. He went to school in New York, didn't really have a fucking college, so he kind of LARPs as an Ole Miss fan.
Why not? You fall in love with the place. That's with SMU. Like, I was like, this place is sweet. Okay. I'd be down with these guys. I loved it. So they're my back burner team. And then I will say there are some college programs I root for because, like, I wanted to go there or my grandparents went there or both. For example, Marquette. I like Marquette basketball. I don't really care if they win or lose, but if I have to choose, I'll be like, go Marquette.
It is weird. The teams I grew up for, I kind of hate now.
Penn State.
I hate Penn State and Notre Dame. I don't hate them, but I'm like, yeah. I'm very critical of them.
But you still love Nova.
I do love Nova.
Yeah.
But it's basketball, dude.
Yeah.
UCF, we just don't have a basketball program at this point.
You're getting votes.
We're okay.
You're getting votes.
It's just...
You're a bubble team, at least.
Yeah, but we're always there.
You're getting votes.
Even like our most successful years were like Taco Fall. We lose to Duke in the fucking round of 32.
I just like that the 2 years we've played each other recently, both were Missouri buzzer beaters to win the game.
Not great.
like infuriating, stupid buzzer beaters too. Not even good ones.
We should have beaten Duke that year. That would have been the peak of UCF basketball.
That's your white whale. Yeah.
We should beat Zion. We did.
You had him?
They called in a favor.
Yep. Someone posted in the Drinking Bro Sports group last night. It was a non-con game. They were playing a Big 12 school. I think it was SIU. And they were like, are Big 12 refs always this bad? They're only calling stuff against us. I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
Big 12 refs. All basketball refs are bad, but like Big 12, like conference, Big 12 in particular, they will fix it for their schools, especially Kansas.
Big 12, we are in an insane basketball conference.
It's brutal.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, our out of conference, yeah, we'll handle business because we got nobody on the schedule. We hit that Big 12, though, we'll win 6 games.
Yeah. You'll get absolutely butt-fucked in the Big 12. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a fucking murder's row. You have Baylor, fucking Kansas,
Houston,
Texas Tech. Like, there's no fucking breaks.
It doesn't. Even the bottom of that, what's your break? BYU?
Arizona State? Like, Arizona State's still good.
Competent programs at the bottom.
Arizona!
Oh, yeah! Yeah, you're fucked.
Utah! BYU's good.
Everyone.
Who's bad in the Big 12?
K-State, also good. Iowa State, pretty fucking good.
So as much as you want to shit on Big 12 football, rightfully so, dude, we make it up.
Oh, the basketball.
We went all in on basketball.
Oh, I can give you one that probably sucks. I'm sure Colorado's trash.
Even some years they have like a decent program.
Yeah, I just think I haven't heard much about them this year. Anyway, Hawaii, give me Hawaii. They're rolling. Different trajectories.
You're going Hawaii. All right. It's going to be a weird. It's at like two, or no, it's two central. So it's like no, one it's, Mountain West. Mountain.
Oh yeah, 1 o'clock Mountain West. I looked it up. That would be 10 a.m. local.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yes, they're it's like a long flight, but they're only 4 hours behind time wise.
Dude, when I was in Hawaii, it felt like I was in, like, it was as if time didn't exist.
Okay, what time is it here right now?
It's 11.
Okay, I just Googled. What time is it in Honolulu?
Is it 7?
Yeah.
Dude, time doesn't exist. You're on island time, brother. Yeah, I'll go Hawaii just because it's more fun to cheer. Like, who gives a shit about Utah State?
Also, Hawaii needs to win these last two games
make a bowl, yeah.
Yeah, so 100%.
Who do they have last?
They have Utah State and New Mexico.
Oh, dude, yeah. Hawaii's making a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, Tom. Let's go, Timmy.
Let's do it. Whoa. What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand this, but Nebraska's catching 9.5 at USC.
What?
Over under 50.5. Maybe Miller Moss. Ross thinks he's going to try to transfer, so he's going to try to ball out. He's already had a good year. It's not like he's... any good program would take
him in a second.
Yeah,
dude, Nebraska all day.
I'll go Nebraska as well.
Give me a moneyline dog on this too.
Oh, you're going moneyline dog.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley fucking sucks. I can't stress it enough. He's got to go. He ain't the dude. They have had diminishing returns every year.
He's ruined two blue bloods.
Gutted them. Well, USC's been kind of up and down since Carroll left anyway.
Yeah, but they're historically a blue blood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But Oklahoma was a freight train when he took over. And they got worse and worse and worse.
Now it's more of like a Christmas set.
Yeah, and then he left, and now it's just chugging around a Christmas tree.
I'll go to Nebraska +9.5.
This is crazy. I don't get that at all. And I know it's at USC. But like
that's not a home field advantage.
It's not.
At this point, they're checked out.
What time is that game too? Just to
it's the afternoon.
Okay. So yeah, whatever.
USC.
So it's it'll be 1 o'clock body time for Nebraska. They're fine. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, fuck that.
I don't understand this line either. Baylor -2.5 at West Virginia. The over under is 58.5. WVU points, WVU money line. And give me the over.
Okay, West Virginia back-to-back wins against back-to-back road wins. In fact, which if they're winning on the road, they're
it's
dangerous.
In Morgantown, dude. Like
I know.
You think Baylor's a better team than West Virginia on the road? No.
Yeah, Baylor's had a pretty up and down season. Tough to say. I just to be different, I'll take Baylor.
Okay.
Just because we've been agreeing a lot, because there's been a lot there's been a lot of weird lines though, or a lot of like it's not a great slate. It's not a great slate for disagreement, I will say.
James Madison will disagree here. -3 at Old Dominion. The over under is 51.5. Old Dominion is a little feistier than you think. I will take ODU.
Well, we did talk.
I will take ODU money line, and I will take the over.
We did talk about them a little bit because they gave South Carolina a game at the beginning of the year, which is bad for their resume, even though
Old Dominion also beat a decent Bowling Green team.
Yeah, I mean, Connor Bazelak slinging balls over there. Fair enough. Nah, Dukes, dude. Dukey's got this. Are the Dukes a playoff outsider?
No, they've already lost.
They can't win their conference?
They're done. They can win the conference, but they would have to be undefeated to make the fucking playoff.
Okay.
They're not going to jump Boise.
But there's...
They're not going to jump Army.
Would they jump Boise?
They wouldn't jump Tulane if Tulane won the fucking American with two losses.
Okay. So, but here's my question, right?
They just don't have the resume.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And then let's power through these. I got to poop.
Fair enough. Again.
Rutgers +6.5 at Maryland. Yeah. Give me Rutgers all day. Over under 51.5.
I just hate these lines. You know what I mean? Like,
they're weird. Rutgers is better than Maryland, though, straight up.
Yeah, Rutgers. Cover. I don't know if Rutgers wins, but covers.
They'll cover.
Yeah, that's a lot.
South Alabama +7 at Louisiana.
Oh, boy. You get
over under is 58.5.
Junky shit here.
You want to talk about, I mean, Louisiana right now, one loss team.
Yep.
Sun Belt. Yep. Could win the Sun Belt with one loss. They could.
They could sneak in.
They can't.
Nah.
If Army's like on the outside looking in, like, they have no chance. Like, Louisiana has no chance.
Yeah.
Boise's the only team that's has a potential to get in with like the if they win their conference. Obviously, if they lose though, then I think there's two teams in the G5 that can make the playoff at this point. Three, I guess.
But they have to be a conference winner.
Yes. So it's going to be either the winner of the Mountain West or the winner of the American.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
There's nobody else.
So either Army, Tulane, or Boise.
Yep. I don't think the committee respects anyone else.
And do you think UNLV has a shot if they win the Mountain
West? Yeah, if they win the Mountain West.
Okay. So there are four teams then.
So I said one of two, like two conferences.
Okay. So one of those probably.
The Mountain West winner or the American winner.
Now, that unless, maybe.
Nope.
Boise drops a game before that or UNLV drops a game before that, then maybe the Mountain West winner's out.
Yeah, then it's just the American winner.
Okay. All right. I'll take Louisiana, though. Cajuns roll.
Same. I'll go Louisiana. USA is kind of down this year. Louisiana, or as Trump said, USA is kind of trash right now. next up, Wake Forest +11.5 at North Carolina. I'll go Wake.
All right, here's a retread that doesn't work. Gotta move on from Mack Brown. It was never going to be that great.
You going Wake? It's too many points.
Nah, I'll take North Carolina to roll.
All right.
Even though I just said move away from Mac. You do need to move away from Mac Brown, but fuck it. Wake sucks.
Cincy +10 at Iowa State. The over-under is 53.5. I'll go Cincy.
Wait, what? I have Iowa State 7.5 here.
Oh, it's 7.5 now?
Yeah.
Okay. It was when I wrote it 10. So, Cincy. I'll take Cincy anyway.
I'll take...
Because that line keeps going down. So, yeah, it's Cincy all day.
I'll take Iowa State. Someone's buying me points.
Iowa State, they're starting to crash back to reality.
Yeah.
UAB +14 at Memphis. Memphis, only a two-loss team. They could win the American over under 62.5.
They could.
They suck, though. I'll still take Memphis because UAB's awful. Trent Dilfer's not a good coach.
UAB just had a surprising one.
That's fine.
Against who was it?
It doesn't matter.
Tulsa 2 weeks ago.
We're powering through this. I got to poop.
All right. Fine. God, I didn't realize you had to poop so bad. Memphis.
And then last game, San Diego State +20.5 at UNLV. Over-under is 54.5. I'm just going to go with the under.
Okay. I'll take San Diego State to cover.
Cool. And that has been Outside the Top 25. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to go poop my pants.
Go wreck it.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!"
Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.